On the 1st of October 1970, children aged between 8 and 12 participated in a tour of a... Over the past decade, we spent every work...
How did they get away with it?
Time is a precious thing. Never waste it.
Welcome back to The Candyman. This is episode 6, the finale of our investigation.
In this episode, we plan to run you through our findings and bring the culprits to justice. How long do we have to stay underneath these tables?
I don't know, Millie. We're under siege.
God, I'm sweating bullets. Oh, nobody dangerous!
Millie, for the last time!
Millie! They're saying my name!
No, Millie, don't go out there.
Millie, please, Millie!
I'm just gonna talk to them. Damn, we have a show to do.
Yeah, you think we're just gonna clock off? Do you know how much it costs to rent this studio per hour?
Oh no, Gus, I'm so scared. Who is out there?
It's a SWAT team, Millie. For anyone listening who feels a little lost, let me remind you what is currently going on. About 25 minutes ago, the police started banging on our studio door and accusing us of murdering an Oompa Loompa.
Of course, we had nothing to do with that vicious attack, so we believe this is some kind of setup.
But we're not going to let that stop us recording this valuable podcast. We respect our audience too much to stop now.
I think it's important, in order to move forward, to summarise what we've learned so far. So, in our first episode, we talked to Grandma Josephine. She was robbed in front of us. Dead end. What was next?
We supernannied Veruca and crumpled Mike TV into a little paper ball and hit him in the popcorn ceiling. Not much learnt, but a bloody good time.
Absolutely. And then Augustus Gloop, he broke down in front of us and I gagged hard at Veruca, so we couldn't finish the interview.
We booked Slughorn instead of Slugworth and the People's Princess cursed us because we asked her about Camilla Parker Bowles' fanny.
A former employee admitted that Wonka was evil, that he was shot and killed in front of us. We have nothing.
We've wasted our time.
10 years. For what? We set out to bring a criminal to justice, but it seems to me that all we've done is hurt the children even more than they were already hurt.
I guess we definitely figured out that Willy Wonka is a vicious villain, but he is still celebrated. We haven't been able to prove anything. All we've done is open old wounds and now an Oompa is dead. Maddie, have we wasted our adolescence?
I've never been lip kissed.
Which lip?
Oh no, Ella.
What?
Ella.
Don't interrupt, we are grieving, Millie.
There's a red dot on my head. A sniper's target focused on my head.
Millie, focus.
Oh no, Maddie.
What, Millie?
Maddie.
What?
Maddie, there's another dot on my head. I'm going to be sniped!
Millie, stop mucking around! Is this a joke to you?
You need to shake it off!
Fine,
you know
yes,
what?
You know
enough
what?
Enough is
time.
Enough!
It's time!
Nah, I'm not having
Here
this
we go.
Anymore!
You have guns? Maddie, Ella, put them away! Violence is never the answer!
It's just a precaution, Millie!
Is it because you want to protect me from the snipers?
No, it's because they're out there pounding on our door with guns and helicopters when this is paid studio time!
That's right! You know what? We booked this time slot and I'll be damned if we're not going to defend it!
Oh my god, I just realised the worst part about all of this.
What?
How will we possibly work out who will win the grand prize?
No one cares about the grand prize.
Answer it. Answer it, Millie.
You are about to receive a telephone call from an inmate at the Yadela Labor Prison. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
Rat in the tent.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak
no,
and weary.
No, not you, Tinker. Why are you in jail?
Please, let me finish. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more.
Will you stop calling this number?
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered...
No, I don't care about the poem. Tell us who you are.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary...
I'm hanging up.
Wait! I must complete my poem. Please let me finish it and all will be answered. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this, and nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating, then no longer, sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door. A lovely lady looked upon me. Sir, she said, I see you fondly. Then she came and lay down on me, much to my great shock and awe. So you hear the tale I'm telling. You tried to stop me with your yelling. Upon the island of Nantucket, I did Father Charlie Bucket. Now to hurt you all the more, one of you is a little whore, creeping up like lava molten. Wonka's rat is Millie Holton.
No!
Sneaking, waiting all the while, masking lies behind a smile. She's been on a thieving spree, loading up her USB.
No, 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 I was never going to actually do it.
There. At last I have completed my poem, and now I have fulfilled my purpose on this earth. Goodbye.
Millie!
Don't you dare be sick.
What the fuck, Millie? I can't believe this.
I am so sorry, Maddie and Ella.
How could you?
Traitor. A man called Sligwig approached me and started asking for secrets, but I never said yes. Never. You have to believe me. Oh, no. No, there's a sniper dot on my head again. Guys, I'm gonna be sniped. Please help. Please.
So much to do, so much to do. Invoices and bills, letters. I must answer that note from the Queen.
What should I do?
Oh, yes, well, we hope you enjoyed yourself. Excuse us for not showing you out. Straight up the stairs, you'll find the way. We're terribly busy, whole day wasted. Goodbye to you. Goodbye.
Please, I can't leave. How can I leave? We're extraordinarily busy, Millie.
What about the podcast? Are you going to release it?
We won't.
Why not?
Because you broke the rules.
What rules? I didn't see any rules.
Wrong, sir! Wrong! Under Section 37B of the contract signed by you, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis incendium gloria copum, etc., etc., memos bis punita delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole our airtime and released your own advertisements. You are going to betray us to our enemies. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Here are the audio files. It's all on this USB right here. I don't know, in case you want to release it without me or something. I'm really sorry, guys. I'll just leave the USB on this desk.
So- so shines a good deed in a weary world. Millie, my girl, you've won! You did it! You did it! Oh, we just knew you would! We just knew you would! Oh, Millie, forgive us for putting you through this. Oh, please forgive us. Come in, boys!
Oh, the SWAT team, don't let them in!
Fear not, Millie. These are our old friends. Bertie, Bessie, Bobby, Billy, Barney, Babsy, Ben, Breddy, Bicky, Bike.
I don't understand.
They're old friends, Millie. Bertie, Bessie, Bobby, oh, Billy, Barney.
Stop! We hired them all. We put them up to it. How do you think they knew your name?
Oh, this is crazy. Why? Is this because I left my booth?
No. No, dear Millie, no. We had to test you, to test your loyalty.
What is going on?
Millie, we knew there was a rat in the tent. We put the rat in the tent. It was all a setup.
Maddie, why are you putting on a hat on Sligwig?
No, no, that's not Sligwig. That's Maddie in a hat, glasses, and voice modulator.
I got it off eBay. Beep, boop.
Ah, Maddie was Sligwig. It was her who came asking for our secrets. We had to test you, Millie, and you passed the test. You've won!
Won what?
The grand prize, my...
No! The jackpot, my dear. The grand and glorious jackpot.
Does that mean I get to stay on the show?
Oh, to stay on the show, yes, but that's just the beginning. We have to get on, we have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do. Oh, strike that. Reverse it.
Don't you see? This is your very own harmless rags-to-riches story.
Come, Millie, take a seat.
Here?
Of course, your very own host chair. That's right, you're a host now. You've earned it.
Whoa, it's so warm and so soft. No asbestos. Wow, wow. Thank you. Wait, so does that mean we're not being framed for the murder of an Oompa Loompa?
No, but we're certain that Willy Wonka is behind it. This goes deeper than we ever could have dreamed.
He's out there somewhere, literally getting away with murder. Charlie Bucket is still unaccounted for. There's nothing left for us to do here. It's time we take justice into our own hands.
That's right. We need to find him and we need to kill him. And I'll tell you this, we're not going to get anywhere by sitting in this studio.
So... are you with us, Millie? Will you come with us on an adventure to find and kill Willy Wonka?
It would be an honour.
Good, because we've got backup.
I'm going to cut his head off like Joe Frost!
He's a dead man walking!
Superpower,
bam, bam!
Was the chocolate siren. Floss,
I've got a memory like an elephant.
All the children are united! And Grandma Josephine's here! But how will we get around? No car would be big enough to carry all of us.
Ah, I'm glad you asked. Step this way, Millie, into your booth.
Into the tech booth?
Yes. It can take you to any room in the whole studio just by pressing one of these buttons. Any of these buttons. Just press a button and zing! You're off. And up until now, we've pressed them all. Except one. This one. Go ahead, Millie.
Me? Okay.
There it goes. Hold on tight. I'm not exactly sure what's about to happen. Faster, faster. If we don't pick up enough speed, we'll never get through.
Get through what?
Aha!
You mean we're going...
up and out.
But this roof is made of asbestos. It'll shatter into 1,000 pieces.
Probably. Hold on, everybody. Here it comes.
The end.
That was the final episode of The Candyman.
You made it to the end. Wowie wow.
Wow.
Congratulations. You've done it.
We're trying to record something that's genuine.
This is us speaking as ourselves. And it's not going well.
We have some thank yous to make.
We do. We absolutely do.
Alan McConnell, who mixed this and made us sound listenable. So thank you so much, Alan.
And never forget, we were funded by the Yarra City Council.
What?
What?
Silly.
Silly council.
Silly council. Naughty council.
Also, thank you, most of all, to our audience. Thank you so much for listening. Do you want to try to settle this bet, Maddie?
Yeah. All right. We got a bet going. I don't think anyone's listening to this, so I'm willing to put some money on the table here. I would like you to text me a word. The word is Willy. And here's my personal phone number. 0447-723-531. Text me Willy. Not a picture. Just the word. The word Willy.
From Willy Wonka.
From Willy Wonka. That's what we're going with there. And if you text me that, guess what? You're getting $5. Because I'm going to send you $5 from my personal bank account. Not the Yarra City funding we got. It will be my bank account from my job at Puma.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all. We also do live shows and filmed content. So if you follow us at Big 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 Comedy on Instagram and Facebook, that's the best way to support us, because that means that you will hopefully look at what else we make. It's in a similar vein to this stuff. So if you made it this far, but you're on the fence still, don't do it.
Absolutely don't come. Not.
All right.
Okay. Well, maybe it's time for us to get out of here.
Let's hitch our wagon.
Saddle up the horses, boys.
Let's get out of here.
Wow, wow.
All right. All right. Well,
see ya.
I guess everything wrapped up pretty cleanly. But no one wanted to win my grand prize. I guess it was stupid anyway. I'll just play with the Ouija board.
I would like to win the grand prize.
Lady Diana, the people's princess. Are you still angry with me?
No, I forgive you, but forgiveness has a price, you see, and I believe that the grand prize might be sufficient, if only the powers that be would deem me suitable enough to claim it.
The grand prize is my virginity. You wouldn't want it.
Oh, Ella, that's exactly what I want. It comes with immense burden, but I want it more than anything. If I could, I'd let everyone in the world take your virginity. You see, someone's got to go out there and love people. Why not us together?
Oh, Diana.
Diana.
I've spent my whole life looking for the winner of my grand prize, and all along, I was looking for you. Now you are my girlfriend.